This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Sarah and Vinny.
Ah! Oops.
Everything okay?
Yeah, there's just some funny text. You want to hear a couple?
Yeah.
925 says, I have a scrotum pull shirt, lime green slappy tee, Vinny butt keychain, autographed boobs crop tee, and much more. Hugs from Mindy.
Well, thanks for being such a Sarah and Vinny collector.
That is the
I don't have any of that stuff.
Yeah, that is the swag right there.
Yeah.
There's one more. Hold on.
I like the slappy t-shirts. Those are cute. I did a little like caricatures of each of the three of us in the band.
707 says, did Vinny watch Survivor? I watched and did not see what Sarah was saying about Propes looking wild or whatever she said. Yeah, I watched it too. And while I thought the 2-hour episode was excellent. I didn't see what you saw either.
Yeah, he looked crazy town. He was manic in the tribal council, just like kind of,
I felt like he was barely on.
Well, he was very, it was not just that he was kind of like mad-eye moody in the thing, like, rah, 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 rah.
I didn't see any.
But
of that.
He also had like a filter over his face. Like everybody on the tribal council, like, you know, very crisp. It's an HD. You can see all their faces. And he was just kind of blurred out. And almost like his eyebrows weren't there or in his lashes. Like he was very, I don't know, it was just odd. Both John and I were struck. And a few texters last week said that they.
Yeah, no,
I mean,
I'm not saying you're wrong. I just didn't see it. And yeah. I watched the episode.
I will say that Big Brother ended last night.
Bye.
And that was an excellent season.
Oh, good.
Was it?
Yeah, it was a really good season. It was definitely, there was some.
The Turner win?
Oh, no. Well, spoiler alert. In case you didn't watch it last night, the person who did win, though, made probably the best closing argument for why they should win I've ever seen. And John and I looked at her. I said, I think they win. I almost don't think that other person gets another vote. That person did get one vote.
Mm.
But if you'd asked me at the beginning of the episode, I would say, no, the other person would win in that matchup.
Oh, all right.
But this person made I'm trying not to spoil it or say a gender.
You did excellent. Let's move on.
Thank you. Really good. I love Big Brother. I just think it's such a fun damn show.
I thought you said it sucked like 2 weeks ago.
Well, I was really upset by one thing that went down in there.
Mm.
And they did talk about it a little. You know what's funny?
Oh, no.
What?
Well, you haven't spoiled it yet, and really good, but you keep talking about it.
So,
it's going to blurt out of your mouth.
You know how Julie Chen, who hosts
is
the show,
excellent.
Is
yes.
Awful?
Yeah, yeah.
Uh-huh. She mm-hmm. absolutely has no
Great
business
dresses.
Hosting anything. Mm-hmm. Oh, my God.
So
she's
pretty.
Awful. So you don't have to listen to anything. If she's on the screen, you can just fast forward it. It is true. You won't miss a thing.
Really? Why are they?
So when they do the jury chat, they bring the whole jury back together and they're all sitting around in a circle. And they always bring Dr. Will from season whatever, 2, 1. I don't even remember what season he was on. Really early days. And that guy is a plastic surgeon. And he's his own best customer because he's so jacked and but fine. He looks fine. And the thing is, though, he can sit there and follow up a question with another question. Think to it. I was like, of course they have him on there because there's no way Julie could do this. If someone's not feeding it directly into her ear for her to not be able to say out the front of her mouth, she can't do it. Like, just how does she still have that job? Anyway, they should just give it to Dr. Will. He's so creepy now. He's super creepy. You know what he looks like? He looks like one of those marionettes. That's not even the, like a hand, like a puppet dude who's all kind of put, you know, real shiny skin and polished.
He's so aggro right now.
I'm
he's
not.
Like Julie's dust. Props is. Something's wrong with Probst.
Probst is still
Dr. Will
talented.
Sucks. His face is all jacked.
No, he was good at interviewing the jury. But all man, right. Has he done a lot of stuff to himself. And his hair is all, you know, salt and pepper now. He looks like the puppet from Toy Story 4.
Jesus. Oh, what's that guy's name again?
I don't know.
It's Gabby's. Benelton.
Benedict. Benedictious.
Gabby's friends, right?
Benson.
Benson.
It's Benson.
Benson.
I think it is Benson.
Yeah, it's put up Benson and Dr. Will, a screenshot of Dr. Will from last night's finale, and put him up on the Sarah and Vinny. No, put him up on the Alice973 Instagram.
Okay. So,
which one has had more plastic surgery? The one that's made of plastic or the other one? Okay. I haven't even done Here we go. This part of the show is brought to you by our Facebook page, and that is where you'll find links to everything we talk about. You'll see the trailers for shows and movies and everything you could ever need. Bryn sits there and does it in real time.
I'll put the side-by-side up there, actually.
Okay.
I don't want to spam.
Send me a link to it, because I want to look at it.
You got it, dude.
Thank you. I want to see what you've done. Anyway, thanks, Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. You sure are great. So, John Cena... He's like a wrestler and an actor, and he's amazing. He's hilarious. So he's in a show called Peacemaker. And if you have not watched this show, I think it's great. You're missing out if you like crass teenage humor and heavy metal. It is so dumb.
Very silly.
But you're smiling all the way through it. It's so dumb. Like, even the intro to the thing, they do this. All the members of the cast come out and do this dance. And I think this is some, like, 80s hair metal band.
Is it?
Yeah. It was actually, like, a song that... So there they all are in costume. And it's just various people from the show. Those are the agents. It's just so silly. But it's just... And it's wrong. Like, a lot of stuff happens on there that you're like, oh, God, well, I can't laugh at that.
It's actually filthy, too.
Oh, yeah. Oh, there are no sections without swears in them.
We're talking about the Peacemaker?
Peacemaker. It's on HBO. So, it's not for everyone, but if you love dumb stuff, it's...
Love the choreography.
So great.
It's good.
That's the guy who plays his dad.
I was around in the 80s, and I don't remember any dance like this.
Yeah.
From any of the metal bands.
That's one of the first... See the guy who's got the broom going?
Mm-hmm.
The mop? Okay. Anyway, whatever. Stop it. You're distracting me. Turn that off. Put that up on the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. No, but now I'm stuck in it. Congratulations going out today to John Cena. He is being recognized by the Guinness Book of World Records for granting 650 wishes. This was back in June. He set a record with the Make-A-Wish Foundation. They were like, we can't believe it. The guy's done 650 wishes, and now Guinness is recognizing him too. By the way, no one else has even fulfilled over 200. He is so far in out in front of the pack with his 650. Most wishes granted through the Make-A-Wish Foundation. That's what he's listed under. He should have gotten the title a long time ago. Since 2002, he's been granting them. He's the most requested celebrity, too. Back when he hit the 500 mark, he said, I just drop everything. If I can offer a fantastic experience, I'll be first in line to do my part.
That's awesome.
I know. It's so great. He's doing good, and boy, that show. That's just, you feel like, oh, it's so wrong that I'm smiling at this. I gotta stop. Maybe after one more episode. Sly Stallone and Jennifer Flavin reconciled.
No way.
Yeah.
I freaking knew it.
Yeah. They filed
with all the dog tattoos over her
dummy.
Face.
I know.
You know what? Who I'm mad at in this?
Two different ones.
And I'm a huge Sylvester Stallone fan, but I am mad at her for taking his baby butt back. Like, you went and put a dog on my tattoo. You had a tattoo of me for 20
Two
plus
of them,
years.
Right, and now they're both
and
covered.
You covered me with a dog.
And a dog that we've had fights over.
You big baby. Mm. No.
Yes. And so last week we had heard there was no premarital agreement.
Yeah.
And that they were taking the whole thing private to hash out an agreement. That was the story.
And that's what it comes down to, huh? It's just too hard to get divorced. Oh,
well,
man. She's going to take half my stuff.
It looks like they filed something called an order of abatement. It puts a hold on divorce proceedings. And according to this, which is when they filed that, people said that might not be that they're getting back together. It might be that they're going to settle. They're going to get their financial ass in order.
Uh-huh.
And then they'll proceed so that all that's private. But it can also mean we're calling this thing off for a minute here. They say they're happy. They decided to meet back up at home where they talk. They were able to work out their differences, and they're all excited. He's been posting photos. It looks like must be a week ago today. He posted a throwback photo of the two of them holding hands.
Jesus.
And so people started to think about it. Could they be getting back together? And the answer is yeah.
That is, look, part of the reason I get tattoos, I know, first of all, well, okay, he's Sly Stallone.
Yeah.
Maybe he can get in any tattoo place with a minute's notice. Okay, let's call it that.
Okay.
And he can just go, I'm mad. I need a tattoo appointment. It's still a 4-hour sitting.
The whole time you'd be thinking about it. Like, I mean, he just thought he was done. Look at this. There's a photo I'm showing Vinny here. He's sitting with his dog between his legs. There's the one that he covered over with the dog, and over here on the other arm.
Oh, that's her eye.
That's it. She has. It's actually both eyes, and he put like a cheetah face over, like a lion mm-hmm. face over it.
Yeah.
So he just look. He's got plenty of room. He has plenty of room on his arms. He could do more ink. He just has like t-shirt sleeves. It's funny. He stopped him at the t-shirt.
Well, because he's an actor and probably
well,
wants
makeup,
to. Do,
well, I
mean, that's you know. I see these guys. They say Johnny Depp has to travel with his own paint. Airbrushing
no
thing.
Doubt,
like
right?
They have to airbrush their skin before they can go
right.
do their scenes.
I guess it's worth it to have beautiful art on your body. Anyway, looks like they're reconciling. Who the hell cares? Well,
I'm
I mean,
happy
I'm not
for
saying
them
I don't
to
care,
be together.
Sure.
I just wish he wasn't such a like that is such a baby move. My God, man!
Congratulations to Alec and Hilaria Baldwin. Hilarious! They now have 7 kids. He
wow.
also has a rude, thoughtless little pig from his previous marriage. You might call her. Thank you. They have a new baby girl. She's so cute, isn't it? You know they look like they have a very sweet family. Like there are so many little kids, and then there's all the little kids all sitting with the brand. Oh, they're all passing the new baby around, and
you are a rude, mm-hmm. thoughtless little pig.
Yep. And finally,
I hope some bathroom attendant in Hawaii calls him a grandpa too. That'd be nice.
Well, he yeah,
he does look like one.
He sure does. He's got to be 10 years older than us, doesn't he?
I couldn't say.
So he's like fully. Like Ireland Baldwin could have a baby any minute. Like,
he's
he could be a grandpa.
Fully grayed out, so that's what all I'm talking about. I don't know his age.
Louise Fletcher from One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest passed away on Friday. She won an Oscar for playing Nurse Ratched in 1975's, back in the 1900s, kids. One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest. She died of natural causes at the age of 88. Did you watch the show Shameless? She played William H. Macy's meth-dealing mother.
No, well, I've seen it, but I can't say that I've seen her in that, no.
And they have a lot of, you know, she was in Star Trek and Firestarter, Exorcist 2, Flowers in the Attic.
You win an Oscar, you should stay busy.
She knew she'd nailed the part of Nurse Ratched when she watched Cuckoo's Nest in a theater, and the audience went wild when Nicholson's character tried to kill her. She said the audience stood up and yelled and cheered. Stood up. It was unbelievable. I was thrilled. Like they hated her so much. She was the daughter of deaf parents, and she paid tribute to them during her Oscar speech way back in the 70s when this happened. And I wondered, actually, I knew there was a rhyme that went with One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest. So I looked it up. And just the excerpt that has this in it is, wire, briar, limber lock, 3 geese in a flock. One flew east, one flew west, one flew over the cuckoo's nest.
Mm. Mm. I don't.
Yeah, I know.
I saw the movie and I liked it, but you know, old movies. I went back and watched, we were talking about The French Connection.
Yeah.
I rented it, started it, and went, I'm bored
of
this.
Too old-timey.
Yeah, it's just not... I'm sure if I'd have given myself a second, but I just went, eh.
It didn't grab you.
Eh.
They say it's one of the great movies.
I know. That's right. What I'm telling you. I watched it and went, meh. So I don't know if Cuckoo's Nest would hold up either. You might put
Nicholson,
it on and
though.
Be like, eh. Yeah, Jack is great.
Yeah.
But the kids won't know him.
Oh, don't show that one to the kids.
The kids will be like, that guy's creepy. Right?
He's doing the creepy thing well.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Good Monday song. I'm unstoppable today. Mm. I bet my dad's crying over that one right now. God, he loves Sia.
Oh, come on.
It's good. It's nice that he's in touch with his emotions. We love to give bad advice on our secret show. You know, get you in touch with your emotions. Let you help you figure something out. So if you need a little help in your life, email us. Send it off to Bryn, BRYN at RadioAlice.com.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by the Odyssey app. Did you know that you can now listen to all your favorite stations, including this one, shows, and even podcasts, all on the Odyssey app? Download it now and make sure to stream The Secret Show today at 10 a.m. It's the Odyssey app. It's free. So, you know.
Yeah, get it. It's amazing.
Get it. Use it.
Embrace
love it.
It's amazing.
Give it likes wherever
and
you would
stars,
review that
sure.
thing.
Yeah.
So I know your parents live in Florida.
Yeah.
Here's what's happening. So
hi.
I know your parents live in Florida. Hurricane Ian churns towards Florida, and they say they haven't even been able to pinpoint where it will hit. So
oh boy.
They've got everybody stocking up. Are your parents in storm?
They haven't said a word about it. And last big storm, their whole back of their house got ripped off, so... Fingers crossed. They just fixed it all back up.
I mention it because it's one of those things that, like, people are they're in long grocery lines trying to get water and necessities.
Let me check in with her.
But the lines are ridiculous. Like, you kind of go, oh, geez.
She says she doesn't worry about it. She's like, I'm not going to worry about it. I'm like, all right.
Well, and that's one way to handle things.
Yeah, sure.
I mean.
I wonder where I get it from. Are you preparing for the coming hurricane?
There's people saying, well, it's too late. I didn't get water in time, so I'm going to hope that we don't get hit. That's a bad scenario. Couldn't get water, so now I just have to cross my fingers that, you know, I'm not going to need it. Yikes.
That's a weird thing to have to say, okay. Isn't it?
That's important. National business.
Right.
Now, on to my story of the day.
Oh, the story of the day.
This could be the week, maybe.
Okay.
We've talked about OnlyFans a few times on this show. It's a place where you can go and become a member, a paying member of someone you like, and whatever their content might be, you have access to that.
Okay.
I don't know if it's a monthly fee. I've never done this. I don't know if it's monthly or if it's per use.
Oh, I think it's, I think you subscribe and you get access monthly.
Mm-hmm.
So you get
like $5 a month.
Unlimited access to whatever content they're posting.
Yeah, that's what it sounds like to me. I've never been on there myself.
In this case, it looks like this lady on OnlyFans, she's a star, they call her.
Okay.
She does live shows.
Oh. Oh, wow.
And this is a lady who used to work in healthcare. So she's someone with, she had a legit career going for herself.
Yeah.
And went, I'm making way more money over here, and I do a lot less.
Some of these people are really raking
in. And I work for myself, basically.
Yeah, I work when I feel like it.
So the story goes, a truly remarkable story here, as an OnlyFans customer's life was saved by one of the platform's top content producers. Belle Grace is in the top earner category for OnlyFans. She's a hot redhead. Here's some pictures. You want to check her out?
Look at her, sure. She's adorable.
Yeah, she's cute. She's got a nice body.
She's
and
foxy little thing.
Yeah. Yeah, okay. So there you go. That's her. But she used to work in healthcare.
She must have been a very popular nurse.
She ended up turning her back on her career after earning more on this subscription site. But her medical background came into play during an X-rated video chat. So apparently,
was it a one-on-one thing, or were there?
It's a one-on-one thing. So she's with someone doing her job on OnlyFans. They say here was getting all hot and heavy on camera when Belle said, one of them is bigger than the other. Do you know that?
Oh.
We're talking about in his man bag, one was bigger than the other.
Yes. Like an egg and a grape.
She said to him while they're in the, if I'm a paying customer, I'm like, not now. Not right now. Yeah. I'm right in the what?
Right. I mean, I'm showing you my scrote over here.
Yeah. She said, you need to go get that checked out.
Oh.
And he said, I do? You really think I got to go get this checked out? And she said, yes, absolutely. And it took about 4 or 5 weeks of trying to convince this guy something's wrong before he finally said, all right, I'll do it.
So he was a regular. She was having to look at his stuff several times in those 4 or 5 weeks.
He did say to her, I'm really embarrassed about it, and actually I don't want to go. And she said, look, honestly, just go, you'll be fine.
You're one of my best customers, and I can't lose you.
You'll get peace of mind that everything's okay if you go to the doctor and get yourself checked out.
Right. I mean, it makes sense.
And it turned out he had cancer. Testicular cancer is what he had.
So now, does he only have one?
He's obviously very grateful for Belle's intervention. As I said, I can imagine in the moment you're like, not that.
Yeah.
Don't talk about
it. I'm busy with this.
Yeah.
Forget about those.
I can't thank Belle enough for encouraging me to make the doctor's appointment. I honestly didn't think anything was wrong. How could you? What?
The size difference.
Yeah, I mean, what?
And wouldn't there be some, I don't know. But if you gave a little, wouldn't there be like a little bit of like, ow?
Testicular can't, well, there's already, depending on how.
They're sensitive. I get that. Yes.
Testicular cancer is the most common form of the disease for men in their late 20s and 30s, they say here.
Oh, man.
And yes, typical symptoms include painless swelling in one of them. So there's an unfortunate reality that you might just go, well, I'm still growing. You never know.
Right.
The other one will catch up.
It's painless.
I'm young and there's no problem.
As long as this thing works.
Yeah. Anyway, I mean,
what do I care about those things for?
Anyway, this guy's life was saved by his OnlyFans
subscriptee
lady. Whatever.
Content
star.
Producer.
Yeah,
right.
Whatever. Anyway, I thought, wow, look at that. He goes to OnlyFans and she saves his life. And also, you know, the other thing.
Does all the other stuff too. you know, to me, the takeaway from this is, so you set up a camera and she's all, show me your junk?
I think that, I've never done this, but I do think that,
cam girl style? Like, I don't know. I thought it was a one-way feed. Like, it was a guy who's disembodied voice goes,
this sounds like is one-on-one.
Yeah.
She can actually see you and say, like, here's what I want you to do. Don't do that. Get your hand off that for now.
Right. Put your hand down on the bottom. Get that one a little squeeze.
I don't know how that goes. I couldn't do that, so I wouldn't be able to tell you what she says. But I'm sure she's very direct, and it's one-on-one, and it's probably fun.
Sure. Sex is fun.
Yeah.
And people should be allowed to have it in whatever form works for them with another consenting person.
If Adam Levine had done that, is that okay?
Well, it really depends on what Behati Prinsloo says.
So it's up to the wife whether or not that's okay. Okay.
I actually think for my marriage, I would not be psyched. He can watch all the porn he wants.
But he can't.
But I don't really want him having a girlfriend on
there. He can't have an online.
Plus, you have to pay money for that. It's, you know, porn, like you always say, porn is free. Why would I pay for porn? I'd be like, I'll do more. What do you need me to do? Because I can't be paying this every month on my Visa bill. Stop it. It's ridiculous. OnlyFans.
You pay for the kids' stuff.
I don't pay for their OnlyFans stuff.
You think.
You're right. I do think. Whatever they've got, I'm paying for it, apparently.
This is slightly on a... all right. So I don't know how you hack an airplane's PA system.
Oh.
But hackers do.
All right.
Someone apparently hacked into a PA system on a recent American Airlines flight from LA. By the way, before I get to this story, on the Good News app on Instagram, I had a good, hard cry over this lady. The camera is just catching the side of this lady.
Okay.
She's just a normal lady sitting on a plane, seemingly happy, headed to Hawaii. And the announcer comes on and says, we have a special person on this flight with us. We want to congratulate this person who's been through a lot. But it's safe to say that she's now cancer free. And she starts to, like, the lady, you can see her, like, going, oh, no, they're talking about me. And this person does just an incredible congratulations, way to go. We know it was hard. Everything you've fought through. And here you are headed to Hawaii. And I'm like, it was just... it's beautiful. I don't know if you can find it. It's
on. Is it like her husband or something?
No, I think she's with just a friend.
Oh.
But
so the friend gives a note to
I think so. And then this, but if you don't follow Good News, and maybe this wouldn't be something you'd want to see. I definitely went because I was home watching the kids. I had a minute and watched that thing and was like.
Good News is something that you follow on Instagram or something? Okay.
Mm-hmm. And it's just one of those things where, you never know what someone has just been through to get to the point where they're at on a plane getting to go, like, how many hospital visits, how many chemos,
how many years?
And there she is just crying as she's like, I'm cancer free and I'm going to Hawaii and I earned this. And I was like, I hope you have the best time and some Hawaiian guy is nice to you and however you'd like that to be.
I'm unstoppable today.
Whatever you'd like. Whether he just gets the door for you or... and hey, maybe
gets
it's
the back door for
it
you.
It might be
whatever
Hawaiian...
you want.
Where's the drum?
Oh, I was looking at the thing here.
Come on!
I found it. I just have to log in and do all this.
Oh, for crying out loud. It doesn't matter.
All right, so that's a nice story that's about something that happened on an airplane.
So that PA system congratulated a nice lady who overcame cancer and brought me to tears. Apparently, someone hacked the PA system on an American Airlines flight from LA to Dallas this month, and they're Beavis and Butthead. They just made moaning and grunting sounds over the mic. They say the sounds were half pleasure, half pain. But there are people were on the plane going, why is this sound? Why are you? Turn it off!
Are you sure someone didn't? Is this like when somebody's Instagram account gets hacked because some nudie of them just showed up and we actually are hearing like the pilot doing one of the stewardesses? What is this?
A passenger
really
posted audio of this on Twitter late last week. He said it started before the plane took off and continued well into the flight. The flight attendants had to clarify that they and the pilots were not making this sounds you're hearing.
Oh my.
The captain eventually came on and said they were trying to figure out how to stop it. They don't know how.
They could just turn the thing down.
It may have happened on two other flights as well, one from New York to LA in
That's
July and another flight from Dallas in September. American Airlines blamed one on a mechanical issue that made the volume of the PA spike. Mm. There's no footage from the other two flights, but apparently someone's figured out how to hack the PA on an airplane and they're
whatever sounds they want.
Pumping the sounds of pleasure through the speakers.
I would think that was funny for a while, and then I'd be a little bit over
it. Yeah.
But I'd be like, oh my God, y'all listen to that.
Ladies and gentlemen, we realize there is an extremely irritating sound coming over the public announcement. The flight deck is trying to troubleshoot, trying to turn it off. So please be patient with us. We know this is a very odd anomaly, and none of us are enjoying it. So we do appreciate
none of us are enjoying it.
So when they would press the talk button, it would shut off?
So they should have just taped that down.
Oh my God.
408 says, Vinny, I cried watching the Good News Cancer video. Yeah, it's one of those things. Look, I didn't go looking for it. I follow that and I stopped on it and went, what's this nice lady doing? And then I watched for a second and went, oh, that is freaking awesome. She made it. She was at death's door and
it's
made
good
it.
News.
And now she's going to Hawaii. Awesome.
It's probably what kept her, you know, going. Like, if you survive this, I'm taking you to Hawaii. We're going to Hawaii.
I've known people through the years who've gone through this, and it's one of the people is a neighbor of mine who was like, he's made it too. But he was like, F that crap, man. It's terrible. Like, hospitals and the chemo, it's awful.
Yeah. There's some real bitterness that comes. Even though you survived, you're just... And then there's like a shadow. There's fear because you've been through it and you never want to go through
right.
it again.
Mm-hmm. That's why it really, I was watching it just going, oh man, good for her.
Mm.
I hope you have the best time, whatever you want. 10 Mai Tais at a time.
Yeah.
Do it. You deserve it.
Poke bowls for every meal. Okay.
It's fine. Shave ice.
Sure.
That's it.
Sounds like a plan.
Spiked with vodka from the Sevi.
Okay.
It's your world. I hope you have
That's
a great time.
That's my kind of Hawaii trip. Woo!
Anyway. Let's see. Oh, I thought of any this weekend as I cut window sticks to keep my windows open at night.
Oh,
yeah.
Window sticks.
Hello? You still haven't done it, huh? Mm-mm. All the tools and wood you have at your house and you can't put a few window sticks in.
We have locks. Fine.
All right. Fine.
I mean, I really do feel like if someone wants to get in, they just break the window. Like, the stick isn't going to
stop them. Well, I understand that. But they're trying to be quiet, or you assume that they're
right.
trying to
well,
be
like
quiet.
Well, you know, you keep the windows locked and keeps them, then they still have to.
You break a window, and you've just alerted me now, and I'll probably hit your head with a bat as you stick it through the window.
Yeah. At best. I mean, you are armed and dangerous.
Right.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. baseball your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.